It's Lodi San here, and on behalf of the Balcony Boys, I'd like to say thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Balcony Sessions podcast. Little disclaimer before the episode begins, everything you hear on Balcony Sessions podcast is strictly for entertainment, it's strictly for shits and giggles, none of it is real, none of it is serious, we don't hate anybody. If jokes are made at your expense, we are sorry, it's just for entertainment, you understand? Also, participate in our weekly Spotify polls for our Spotify listeners and our polls on Twitter. Use the hashtag Balcony Sessions or hashtag Balcony Boys if you want to make a comment, if you want to make a suggestion, or even if you just want to commend us, because truly and truly, we did try. Also, send us a DM and follow us on our Twitter account at Balcony Sessions and on our Instagram at Balcony Sessions Pod. I'll repeat, at Twitter at Balcony Sessions and Instagram at Balcony Sessions Pod. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Peace.
You are now listening to the Balcony Sessions podcast, brought to you by the Balcony Boys. You know the vibes.
Man United lost to Niger Boys. That's crazy, bro.
Ten Hag out.
Man United lost to Niger Boys. That's wild.
Ten Hag out.
Damn, that's crazy. Has that
guy been
Has he been coaching United for like a year already? He must have.
It's already more. It's over a year already now. It's going to be a year at the end of the season.
That was wild.
No, it's going to be 3 years at the end of the season. He has done 1 year already now.
Yeah, I'm sure he has. That Ronaldo, because Ronaldo was still there when he joined. That's crazy. Anyway, energy's up. We are here again. You know, it's a gracious occasion. You know, it's a wonderful moment. It's a moment in time to catch. It's like catching lightning in a bottle and, you know, bringing it straight to your ears type shit.
I'm dead.
Yeah. It's the Balcony.
This nigga waxing poetic.
Exactly what the host should do, you know, when introducing the pod, to get the energies up, to get people excited, type shit. So yeah, it's the Balcony Sessions podcast, episode 81. It's really sound back, you know, introducing the pod, hosting, whatever. And I'm here with my brothers.
Mr. Forever is out here still, as always. Stamp.
No the day, man. No the 44 out.
So what's going on? How are you guys? How's your weeks?
My week was calm. Shit. What did I do this week? I can't remember what I did this week. my week was calm, sha. Like, it was just like work, man. And really.
Yeah, word. Just work. What about you, Jay?
Almost same, P, man. Just work, man. Just building stuff and chilling. But mostly chilling. I can't even lie.
If we pull up like the chilling scoreboard of like Balcony Boys, now you chill past.
Nobody chill past you, Jay.
Nobody chill past you. Up, you know.
Chilling.
Go to bed.
You balling.
Chilling you.
Oh wow, really?
Go to bed. This week throughout. We just do apartment since the whole week, so just the chill, just normal chilling pee. And I just walk in between, just keep my head straight. Like Lodisan said, one call we are just trying to stay happy type shit. So yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Now where I did, like,
high spirit.
Cool. Yeah, man, high spirit.
And that's a good way to start, because that's not even how I want to start the pod, because that's deep. That's not how I want to start. So I'll just move on to, you know how I told you guys how like I was drunk one day, like this. I was drunk. You know, for like, I've seen DJ again and we hung out again, but like before then, like for all the days then, I just had flashbacks and I felt like really embarrassed by that.
By your drunkenness.
Yeah, because I don't really get drunk like that. I've not been drunk like that in a long time where like I can't help myself. You understand? Like somebody has to, I'm literally at the mercy of the person that I'm with type shit.
Yeah.
And it was kind of embarrassing to me. And like, it just made me think like, bro, as a guy, being drunk like that is mad fruity, bro.
Bro, it's fruity. It's babes that get drunk like that now.
Yeah. As a guy, you should not be getting drunk to the point where,
yeah,
like,
a guy will get so sloppy drunk, bro. His days that get sloppy drunk, and you're like, oh my god, lightweight, oh my god, I'm drunk, you know. Oh my god, take me home. Yeah.
Type oh my god, can I help me? Help me with my shoes. Type shit.
You know, yeah. As a man, you have to be able to hold your fucking liquor, bro.
Yeah, man. Like, be a fucking man, bro. But yeah, I was like,
Jay, you be nodding off though sometimes when you're drunk.
A lot of times, bro. A lot of times.
Why you gotta drag me into this?
You thought that you could hide.
Did you get?
I mean, it's like,
yeah, the resident sloppy drunk ass nigga when it comes to banking sessions, bro. All
right, according to Lodi stats, but
the guy like, said, "All right,
and Clarence, back me up here, please."
Me, I don't say me, sir. I know they drunk like that.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Jay.
No, wow,
that's what, right. I'm saying. If me, I don't get drunk like that, and you don't get drunk like that.
Anyway, but the people say me, I get drunk, and sometimes when I go out, I'm like, the agenda for the day, especially. But the only time I do that is if I day with my guys and I get my detail, we get to go back home. But if I don't say like Namiga spatter my yardings, or more, I just stay clear. In fact, I'm
to be fair, I've never really seen you like drunk like that when you have to like pattern yourself.
Yeah, no, you're not
like when we are together, now, like, you get alone. Super drunk.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, but like if I did with like knees and loading now, or like AWG man, then like, bro, don't worry. And there's like a bottle and we're drinking. I go drink the things where they bring to drink. You get what I mean? But like,
you go just not. So you go just casually, no. On a
bro,
casual
I go just casually, no, because like I don't say I go come back. Yeah, understand? But like my own pee is, it's not even drunkenness that I don't like. It's like highness of drugs. You get like if you're drunk, you're like, it's fucked up too. No, I think it's fucked up as well.
It's more fucked up to me, Shabo.
It's more fucked up to be drunk. It's more fucked up to be drunk, bro.
See, bro, like,
if you have highness of drugs.
The thing is, like, if you have a bad trip, that's the circumstance. The circumstance is having a bad trip. Like, bad trips are very, very terrible. You get like this now, I have a very, very bad relationship with, like, Molly. Like, in fact, I'm not even doing it. Like, if you bring it around me, I don't want.
When you guys will be popping Molly in the house?
Bro, Molly wasn't in the house. I was at a party, bro. I was at a party. So, you understand? So, I take all those boxes, but, like, still.
Oh, me, I have a fantastic relationship with Molly.
Bro, you have a what?
I have a fantastic relationship with Molly.
Knock on wood when you say that, bro. Knock on wood.
Wait, Niz, you did house with us that day where we did all the shrooms now. Where Kamari bring.
Yes, now our four get out there on the shrooms now.
No, I don't just say load the day around for them.
When I say four, Ziki was there. It was me, you, AG, Green.
Nah, me.
No, he didn't take his, but he was there, though.
Ziki, it's me, you. It was there.
That was a nice
one. Was there. The house now.
Yes, now it was yard. But guy, that was a wonderful trip. Like,
it was a fantastic trip. Like, if you can just have a bad trip, like having a bad trip, if you like, tick your boxes, you go there outside. I mean, I know they have done like a bit of like that pee now. Like, I think when we went to that DJ Smalls party,
yeah,
it was a good thing.
See, again, I don't really think that I want to be doing that at like parties because it just makes me like be like happy with everybody, and that's not the energy I want to give off when I'm like outside, when especially when I'm like around people that I don't really know like that. I don't know me personally. I don't want to give up that energy.
I get what you mean. It's valid as fuck. Like, I don't want to be smiling with people that don't know the fuck.
Yeah, word. I don't want to be smiling with nobody that I don't know like that.
And then when you just take that weird thing, like, you just get inside that vibe and just start smiling with niggas that.
Yeah, let's start be happy. Nah, I don't just want to be happy. Why do you smile like that? Be a
type
man,
shit,
be
type
a
shit, man. type shit.
Are you smiling like that? All right, cool, fair enough. But yeah, man, being drunk and sloppy and people have to help you, man, that's mad feminine, bro.
I don't know about the generalization, but like,
I'm joking. No, that's a joke. That's a joke. Please.
Yeah,
bro.
No. I get this.
I'm not speak English off the top of my head. Genderization, Jay, you're up.
Like, Jay, wanted to, from, Jay set, like, he set you up like mad.
You get. Yeah, the joke.
Let me back you up then. Like, I'm just coming from a pool party like this, like literally. Like, and Nicky will go. The first babe that came to me was like, the first thing she said was, oh my god, I'm so high and drunk and fuck, oh my god. And I'm just like, I know that this shorty ain't even take none. Like, that. Like, I know that she probably just had a few sippies and a few drugs. Like, Dog, she's talking about having two different strains. Like, come on, dog. Like, two different strains, really? And you're losing your shit. Nah, man, it's crazy. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but like, that being said, there's some female dragons out there. And some female sharks.
Respect.
All right, cool. Let's go to like music quickly. I think there are two conversations or three conversations I want to have regarding music. The first one, as the Cast video came out today, I think Cast and today, but I want to focus on the Cast video because that's a bigger song. What do you guys feel about the video?
The video is calm.
It's not anything too like incredible.
People have been saying like, oh yeah, the video is this and that. I'm like, nigga, hear the song. Nigga, see the video. Nigga, what did you expect? Hear the song. What do you expect?
Yeah, I mean, I was looking like a story.
Are you expecting a storyline? Is that what you're expecting?
My own thing with it is the unnecessary, like, come on, like, and that's just this is just a personal thing, and nobody has to take account to what me I personally feel. But the sexualization is just not, like, it's just the ass shaking, the everything. It's just like, this is not really what the song is about, really. The song is about having a good time. And there were scenes in the video where, like, okay, they were having a good time and it was a party. I would have loved for that video to be more like a party than, like, just you have arranged, like, 20 girls shaking your ass, because that's what that video was, really. I would have loved for it to be more of a party than 20 girls shaking your ass. That's just the only thing.
I just want to ask, is that the only video that you've seen like 20 girls shaking ass?
But we are not talking about other videos, we are talking about Cast.
My own is just that I just want people to like, cause like all these conversations still come back to the same thing. Like, the reason why things like this fly is because it has flown before. Do you get what I'm saying? So like, if someone is going to speak about something in particular, like the other ones that are fast like that, like, the reason why it can exist is because other things have set the floor for it to exist like that. Do you get what I'm saying? So like, I mean, like, anybody can have their opinion on the video, but like, me personally, I'm like, guy, listen to the song, listen to what they are saying. Your girlfriend wants to talk my thing, but no, be that kind of person. I'd be like, the whole song
your
was like
talk
was,
my thing, and is a babe like in the beginning in front of him, the shot, come on, it is tacky.
Bro, I don't know, dog. My own is just that what did you guys expect? And
we're in 2024.
What could have been better?
Video. A party video, just let people be having fun. For me, that makes more sense. Let people just have fun. Because literally, that's what Cast has been about. Because the audio has existed for a long time before the video. So, like, if you're doing a video, like, you won't even spend, like, you spend out the same budget. Just let people have fun. Do you know? Like, that's just what me, I think. I just think it was tacky, bro. Like, it was mad tacky. But, yeah, man. This is what it is. Like you said, they've done this before.
Just a video, man. Yeah. Like, personally, as like a screenwriter, maybe I won't write that video for it, but like, it's not like the worst video I've seen. It's not even like it's not a bad
like
video.
The, like the quote unquote like more palatable version that you would have written, Lujisan, is not going to be so far removed from what was actually put out.
It will. First of all, I won't have 20 babes shaking ass, that's for sure. That is for sure. And they won't be all in pants and bra. Wait, they won't be all in pants and bra. That's true. You know?
But 20 babes shaking babes in pants and bra is never going to be a problem, bro.
Like, bro, I just like, saw, for real,
I just
dog,
saw 100
like,
babes in pants and bra for not
bro,
the
like
music video.
Fuck? Like, are we talking about, like, why are we, like, why are we doing as if we've not watched videos like Aladdin, you get pop that. Do you get what? Like, why is everybody doing as if these things? Like that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like,
don't
really, like,
don't address
song,
everybody. Address what I am saying.
Bro, I'm addressing what you're saying. But it's like you're not understanding the fact that like the reason why this kind of thing can exist is because things have existed before this. Like. Yes, it's what it is, but like, bro, we've had several videos where exactly the same thing goes down, exactly the same way.
That's fine.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so fine. Like, but that's not what we are talking about.
Now, and that's what I'm, no, that's what I'm, what I'm, no, what I'm telling you, what I'm you telling understand. You is like, you are picking and choosing to highlight
I'm
what you want.
What do you mean I'm picking on
you? You know what I'm saying? But
that's why you are
like,
attacking
same,
me, bro.
Like, we can go on Trace and we can be flipping channels and we will see the exact same situation at least 5 times in 10 videos.
What does that prove? What does that prove? Like, you are saying that it has happened before, but what is the point?
I'm saying that this is what it is, bro. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Simple and short. That has always been what I was saying. That's what it is.
But that doesn't prove anything. But okay, no problem. If that's what you say.
Because I don't think the like multiple babes in a video is ever going to be a problem. And like, even them,
you know, I never said a thing about multiple babes. I don't even think you're addressing anything I said, to be fair. Especially I didn't address anything I said.
Bro, you said first of all, you said you want people to be having fun. Okay, there's that. But like after that, okay, what next?
If you didn't know what else I said, then there's no point.
No, I was listening to what you're saying. I'm actually so for real. Like, okay, you would have written a difference in the way that, okay, they would have been having fun. Okay, calm, pez, fantastic. Okay, what next?
Anyhow, the video is out. And yeah, this opinion is like tacky, but I guess tackiness is a thing that, you know, it has happened before, it has happened again, to keep happening. Fair enough. Yeah, so it's a conversation about Afrobeats. I don't know the specifics, but I'm sure one of you know it. So, like, from what I understand, it's like people or someone is saying that, like, Afrobeats has been in a bad place musically for a while. Do you understand? Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what my head.
That's what the conversation is about.
But what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I think everybody jolly knows how to talk. I think, like I said before, like the way music is received in a place is it affects the kind of music that is put out and it affects the way the art is presented, right? So like if anybody is telling me that Afrobeats is not in a good place, it is because people have allowed certain types of music to fly. So that is why the music keeps flying. Do you get what I'm saying? Like if you are out here like, so like me, I can't lie, I'm not even going to start like naming names, but the one name I will name unapologetically is niggas like Kata Ife, bro. Like, if you allow niggas like Kata Ife to like enter, in fact, it's not even about fucking Kata Ife. It's fucking about the type of music that actually flies, right? So like there are sets of people and like there are people that are beneath the mainstream that are actually trying to like push boundaries sonically, right? And actually put out things that make sense. But then those people are not looked at. They are always overlooked. So the people that are in the mainstream are the same people that are still spamming log drums. They are still spamming the same exact bounce, spamming the same type of lyrics, spamming the same everything. And like over time, niggas have been releasing the same type of music and people have been chopping it. Now everybody is forming their board. Bro, the reason why people put out that music is because you like it. In the clubs, you like it. you know, like in your fucking distance, you like it, you like the music. So coming outside to tell me that you are bored of the music is, to me, is just foolish. Because when it's time to actually put down, listen to actual music that, like, people are actually taking time to craft and curate and like craft, curate and like push the boundaries sonically, like nobody's checking for it. Instead, everybody's comparing. Do you get what I'm saying? It's just very, very lazy. And I think people are just talking because they want to talk. Do you get what I'm saying? Like there are so many people that put out music, like put out like projects and everything, and like you can't get to the first three songs, but then there are still the same people that will come and tell you that Afrobeat is tired. Are you whining me? Like, are you actually whining me? Like, who is deceiving to hear? Everybody, I can see everybody is just talking their own, everybody talking about how this and that's who is going to be the first to push the boundaries. Like, bro, it's the same situation. When Whiskey put out a particular type of, like, put out like particular types of music, people will tell you that the music is meat, the music is this, the music is that. Only for you to come back how many months later and start telling me that, Whiskey, wow, you actually tried, though. You know what I'm saying? Like people like fucking dismiss people that actually take the time to craft something that is not that whole
more of less ego album.
People will try and craft something. Like, I know that More Loveless Ego had his own like flaws and everything. Like, I'm not disputing that. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that when people actually try, you push them away. But when people are spamming log jumps, you take them in, then you're not complaining that everybody's spamming log jumps. Now all the young producers are out there, they're learning how to add log jumps to their beats, and it's now you want to tell them that they should change. Omo, you will hear the log drum, you will hear it.
Yeah, I like the log drums, man. Let's long may you rain. Let's keep it going, man. Let's fucking keep it going. Yeah, I like it. Jay, what do you think?
Oh, man. I just think that niggas just need to make more, like, conscious decisions when they are picking artists. Like, I'm talking about label execs. Like, I'm not even like label execs, just like industry execs. So when you want to, like, pick that guy that will doing that deal, like, it's not just about the money. Everybody's so focused on money. So, like, right now, niggas have found out that, oh, this music thing, I know music has always been like a way out for a lot of people, but I feel like now more than ever, like, niggas just feel like, oh, this music, you can just export it, and it's good, you know, like competition and more music. But we're getting more shit music. We're allowing like niggas feel like they can just come and penetrate the system.
What's happening is that fraud boys are making music and they're using the music to watch their money. That's what's happening.
That's a peak one too. Do you understand? So it's like that kind of situation. And like when they offer you, so those ones, they have money. So if they offer you the money, you can actually go through with the deal or whatever. So it's going to contaminate the music ecosystem and listeners and like people who even want to enter the industry are like, then go to face all this kind of unnecessary, like, yarns. Like, when conversations like this come up, I'm just like, bro, we're not even supposed to be having these conversations right now. We're supposed to be having other conversations, like, bro, where Afrobeat was days, how about we start joining money to build, like, a massive Afrobeat, like, event center or, like hall or some shit where they can actually do mad Afrobeat concerts or, like, bro, instead, we just did it.
You get, like, actually pushing the genre, like, actually
trying push the culture, man.
You get, like, actually trying, like, bro, like we're still doing concerts in Eco Atlantic.
Bro, we're still doing all this dead.
We're still, like, doing all this dead. People are still not coming early to their shows. That will have a bit move forward when people are still doing the same things. You're doing the same things, you're expecting different results. But I slap all of you.
I want to ask a question. What do you guys feel about, like, the Afrobeat media, not Afrobeat artists and whatever itself, like the media around it, the people that are the media, the people that are the journalists or whatever in this space. What do you guys think? How do you feel about it as a whole?
How do you feel about it in terms of what?
Just the,
like,
way it is.
Basically, like, I'll say, like, who they choose to highlight is very telling. You understand? Like, they keep the media, they choose who they want to highlight. And obviously, like, a lot of money, influence going down. So they are definitely compromised. Don't be saying anything, bro. Like, they know who they want to promote.
Yeah, facts.
They know, and they do that judiciously. They don't, and like, when other guys are making good music, come out with Baba, they will sideline you. until
yeah.
you are ready.
Yes, and because you cannot afford to pay for the promo, all yes, these dirty
all these dirty piece. Like, you're not making it seem as if that was more important than the music. Like, mm-hmm. do you understand? So it's like the guys that can pay, you now push them, give them the stage, allow them, now allow the music mm-hmm. to circulate. And music is spiritual, you get. Person don't knock drums, don't knock piano, you don't hear for yeah. You don't drop lamba lines, those ones don't stick. If you hear the jam, it could be like, say the jam, they go. But there's so many unheard tracks that like are supposed to be carrying you go places where you don't even, you don't understand. But you never hear those mm-hmm. ones because they go get keep those.
No, guys. It doesn't form into the agenda.
I think the agenda is very crazy. Like generally, I always see execs talking about how old this, old that. Like the people that are actually doing the thing, the people that are actually helping their artists and like listening to their artists. This is very important. Helping their artists and also listening to their artists. Because sometimes the artist is trying to do something, the manager is telling them no, the label is telling them no. Do you get what I'm saying? Helping your artists, listening to your artists, people that are actually doing that, you can tell, like the Omalis and the Thameses, like those people that are actually doing their P, I want shave vibes, those guys are the people that are actually doing what they actually want to do. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So but for those people, like, I don't know, man. There just needs to be a blend of like continuity and like pushing the boundaries. Like, it's not just the mainstream. Like, we need the alternative scene, not alter people. We need the alternative scene because it is the alternative scene that helps the mainstream, because the mainstream learns from the alternative scene. Look at when fucking Santi and them man came out and they were going crazy, you know, everywhere. Like, mainstream was tapping from alter vibes like mad. And that is why around that time, that is why the music sounded the way it did. That is why at some point you could see the sonics were changing. People were trying new things, and it's not even that they were just trying new things, things were actually going. So what's different? Do you get what I'm saying? It's just like a very, very long conversation.
Like,
and
it's mad. Like, I like to see an artist like CK doing more than, and it's not just about like.
Oh yeah, they turn CK into a log Joe Mario.
Bro, do you understand? He keeps doing that same thing and performing that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like that guy now, he tapped that OTP, he tapped the Afrobeat P and was doing some amazing things. That guy now, he'll be releasing music, but like he's probably not, I don't even know the story of his own.
Yeah, he's been releasing music, but like they all sound like he's searching for a hit. That's what the music sounds like.
And that's, and like, that's the state
of the situation. He's actually a musician. Like, he can make music. Like, his sonics are great. But then now he just sounds like he's searching for a hit. I guess there's this pressure for him to, like, have hits right now.
Especially after the way Love Wanting Thing went. He's looking for another version of that.
That blowing up is a blessing and a curse, bro. It's a blessing and a curse.
Like you see guys like Black Bones. Like Black Bones went from rapping, to started to add the bounce to his rap, right? Black Bones is going to come out one day and do something else. But why is Black Bones not at the forefront of the industry? Nobody knows. Is it because he's ugly?
I doubt. It's just because like he chooses, like he has seen the loophole in the system. The guy has realized that, Omo, these things that I was doing online and tapping into my fans direct, this will not be about marketing team showing me the numbers of our conversion rate. But like, I did run them, I did see the real-time results. So like, there are a lot of things that he already feels like, Omo, he can do by himself. So once you're coming with that energy, brother, you're trusting a lot of people's money.
Yeah, especially with the relationship that he has as well.
You're trusting a lot of people's money and they don't like that. They don't like the fact that you don't want to need them, that or that you're not going to need them. So it's normal P. It's just normal P. And if you don't have like, see, when Black Bones is going to go like crazy, like think about Chalk City doing their own like international partnership. You get, maybe those ones now they join like Warner Bros or some shit like that. Like you now realize that, oh, okay, then this guy cannot get a feature. Like it's not just ludicrous. This guy cannot get something crazy. Like,
yeah.
It's not be like, oh, this guy is actually bad, though. So it's that kind of that all those things help.
I'm not that goes like, link up with Lee Doc.
You get what I'm saying? All those things that they help. So
yeah,
you know, it's mad.
I think we're also at the point where like a lot of artists are just looking for the next Grammy. Like everybody's looking for, searching for international recognition. Like everybody's trying to, you know, like Afrobeats people, they always bam me, man. They always kill me. Because instead of you to build it and like solidify like the genre at home and make sure that go up, come down, any way it won't be. If American people close their doors, say fuck you, I'm not listening to you again, you can still go back to Nigeria and it can still pop. But alas, nobody's having sense. Everybody's carrying their stuff and going away. And I mean, you cannot really blame them because, to be honest, that's actually really where the money is, right? But the thing about it is that all these niggas don't give a fuck about you and your craft, bro. They are just using the Afrobeats tag and they are selling the Afrobeats. They are selling it. That's why you go into stores and niggas are playing, you know, Benson. You know, you go to Walmart, you're hearing Benson. You're hearing Benson.
It has happened with so many other genres. It happened with reggae. It happened with so many other genres. So it is Afrobeat's turn now. And it's going to come to an end one day. I know it's... But, like, it depends on what we do. Do you get to, like, what we do with what we have? You know, what do you do with your 15 seconds? What do you do when you have the touch? To get, how do you spread the light on everybody? Like, I guess that's what Rema was saying at that Hades, you know, award P, when he was talking. Yeah. His speech, basically, like that's what he was trying to say. Like, yeah, all these things are cool, but like we're not the first to have these spotlights, and it's not going to last forever. So, like, what are you going to do with it? I don't think we are making good use of it. We are definitely we don't have a good system in place, so we are not making use of it right now. So, like, yeah, I think everyone that's involved understands that, like, this is a money grab. So grab as much as you can.
Yes, and it stinks. Because at the end of everything, when the money grab machine has gone to another place, it will just be you left with your genre that has not moved forward. Then everybody will now come and start talking about, hey, Afrobeats is dead. Hey, this is it. Baba, push your genre forward.
For Afrobeats is dead conversations, that would be peak. Because it's going to happen. It's like clockwork. It's going to happen. Afrobeats is dead conversation is going to happen. That's wild. We have to figure out who killed it.
To be honest, it's all of us. That's the thing. This conversation actually really pisses me off. Because like, I can remember when somebody was talking about how Amapiano is tired, and Amapiano is this thing. Papa, Amapiano, we don't own it. It's not our own. So we cannot push it forward. We cannot refine it. We don't know the history. We don't know where it came from. We don't know how it got here. We don't know how we are going to push it forward. That's not for us, bro. It's not our own. And that's the thing. We went and took somebody else's genre and brought it and used it and watched it. And everybody's complaining that it is boring. You gotta make your own fucking music, bro. Like, we have so much history to use. Like, Shay Vibes is using Apala, this thing is going back in time, he's bringing the Apala energy and he's actually putting it in the music. Like, nobody's actually listening to that. Nobody's doing that now. Bro, use your influences. Use your history, bro. What is your history? What are your roots? You need to go back to the roots. Urumuru Black, when he goes on his songs and he's singing in like Igbo cadence, Abuja people, they might convoy, organic, get why now? You think people are stupid? You think he's stupid?
Anyway, that's that. You guys do what you want to do. I'm going to keep doing what you want to do. Yeah, I like the log drums, sir, so keep it coming, bro.
Yeah, I like the log drums, though. Keep I like the log drums, bro. And it's not about somebody people being log drum warriors. It's like, okay, the log drums, and then what? Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, the log drums be fucking going.
Yeah. So put your ear to the streets for, if you really care, put your ear to the streets for different types of sounds. But that one, right? Yeah, it's entry 1 year. It's coming out of the other.
It's coming out of the other ear. It's only now by mouth did they do that one. Now by mouth they keep ear to streets now.
Church,
no walking.
Every day, all day. And see, don't let all these guys, all these music media guys stress you out. They are just doing their agenda. They've been paid to spread agenda. They've been paid to, like, because this agenda favors certain people. just look at it. Anytime somebody comes with an agenda, look at it. Who does it favor?
If I
and
speak.
That's the just look for the paper trail. You find
it. The thing about this is that me, like, I've gotten to a point where there's only so much speaking I can speak right now. You get, I cannot say much, but I know that there are people that are trying to use this whole Afrobeats is dead. They want to come and slide in their own. Baba, your music is mid. It's midi.
Sliding their own downs.
It's midi. And that's why you've not blown since, because it's midi.
Yeah, who are you asking? Nigga, ask the person with your chest, nigga. Are you asking Wani?
Wani? Who's that?
Who are you asking?
Lodi, are you asking Wani?
No,
Lodi, are you asking Wani?
And I agree with what Wani was saying, but like, he's.
What did Wani say anyway?
No, he was just saying that, like, you guys should just, like, go back and beg Ote. That's what he just said.
Literally, like bro,
beg Ote. Literally, he's, I agree with that. Like, go and beg Ote, man.
Go and beg Ote. Because it's Ote that I literally said it like on this thing. I didn't even remember when he said that. Like, bro, go and beg Ote and go literally and do what with Ote. Like, you guys cook up something. Like, like,
go and steal from Lady Dolly again. Go and steal from Santi again. Like, just do it, man. That's what you guys do. Kenny did it, you know. So, like, follow suit. Anyway, somebody brought up Omalay and he's been in the news lately for you know what. Yeah, man, I don't think anyone that's listening to us doesn't know what's going on, but like, does anybody want to explain it for someone that's been under a rock this week?
I don't know, man. If you don't know what's going on, like, because that just entered UK and US.
Yeah, we entered Joe Budden podcast. So if you don't know what happened,
I'm sorry, bro. Like, there's only so much I can say. But basically, Omalay was performing. A guy and a girl were in the front row, and Omalay beckoned to the girl, and then the girl went, right? And then as the girl went, they now started to do things on the stage. And as they were doing Tinini Tanana on the stage, and as the Tinini Tanana was going on, Omalay's the girl's boyfriend was there, front row, looking at his girlfriend doing things with Omalay on the stage.
That girl was fucking dry humping him.
You guys, the baby was dry humping him on the stage. Like, she was licking him. They put skinny cloths to cover them so that to give silhouette vibe. They flip. That's what happened.
Took her opportunity and she went wild with it.
Yeah, she went wild, man. And my own is just that me personally, that she ain't gonna flap with me, bro. Like, if you go and do all that, that's fine. You can go home with Omalay after. Stanley can take him home.
What if it's not your babe, though? What if it's not your babe, though? It's just a babe you came with.
Fantastical.
Even that's better. Even better for me. That's
if I accept our ginger, I'll be like,
so you should go home with you, Abby?
No, for me personally, no.
No, why would she go home with me? I'll cheer on, but in fact, I might not even be seen. See, I might not even, like, I don't know, man. The fuck?
The public embarrassment has already happened. Nobody cares the storyline, whether she's your big or not. You've already been there, like, you've already been embarrassed in front of everybody. So are you going to have me telling thousands of people and tens and hundreds of thousands of people intending that she wasn't really my babe? She wasn't.
But I don't know, like, personally, I get the pain, though. I know you invalidate the pain. But personally, yo, even though my babe and that piece up, I swear, I don't care. Like, I don't care to explain to anybody.
No, me, I don't feel vexed, bro. If you know my babe, in fact, I'll cheer on, but it's not like I'm not going to be.
Like, my own is like, not even, I don't even have to cheer on. But we can see if we go back here. Like, we can still catch our cruise. You just caught your cruise on my leg. It's mad. But personally, Sha, if you do that thing for me, I go leave you for there in the mouth.
Yes, bro, I'm going home immediately. Like, I'm going home. Like, immediately you start to do that with him on the stage, I leave.
I know guys leave, bro. I gotta free you.
That guy was weak. You could see on his face, the guy was weak, man.
But then, if that my baby, my baby, she mad, it's done.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man, like, it's done anyway, so it's done. Quickly.
That's crazy.
Quickly.
Oh, man. For thoughts and prayers, man, to everybody involved.
We may have to carry you. So, me now. If I carry you, go meet Omalay now. On the one-on-ones is now. You go, and then say me when I start the rock, you go, that's the rock camp for there now.
Like, wait, I really rock him.
Like, do you know you any babe? Private bitch. You go reach there now, you go miss. They're mad.
Oh, yes, now all those kind of babes that you take them somewhere and they will disappear for hours.
They disappear for like hours and then they come back and they'll be like, hi.
And you come back and start calling, where were you? I just saw a friend that not seen it when we were just talking. I just got, and don't go collect quickly. Normally.
Normally. Sad, guys.
Once in a year. Try to deny somebody.
Like, do you think you've been with, met a babe that like wouldn't like compose, that will have composure in that kind of scenario?
Yes, no.
I don't deal with babes that don't have composure.
No, I have a lot of babes that don't have composure too. But I know bad babes.
It's not as if I don't know them. I said I don't deal with them.
Okay.
Anymore. You guys is finish that sentence now, because the way you said it now is like, all your life you've always had
studies. Bro, I don't see some kind of babes. We if I speak here, man.
See, we all know that we've all been with at least five of them, and that five is being like generous, that they would go up there and do almost the same
if thing. I speak here, man.
Real,
you guys know, you know you are. I mean, I don't want to speak, but you know
if I speak saying. If I speak here, Spotify for podcasters will ban me.
The first cancel us. They will cancel us. They will cancel us, so, which is crazy. This is wild. But yeah, man, thoughts and prayers to the guy, man. That guy
looked, I know, man,
dejected.
In my opinion, like, the kidney for all these pieces, stop dating groupies and fans, dog. Like,
Benny, how would you know? Like, every girl has an artist that she's a groupie for. Like, even
see,
that babe that
being, see, so no, it, hold on,
there's
hold
one
on,
person that
hold on,
unlock that, I believe.
Hold on. Being a thing, like, there are situations where, okay, there's an artist that you could be a groupie for, and then there's groupie behavior. Like, there are people that are groupies by default.
Yeah, true.
Do you get what I'm saying? At least avoid those ones.
Yeah, at least avoid those ones. That's true.
Because you cannot tell me that Mali took, that babe, She's a groupie for Mali.
Yeah, she's just a groupie in general.
She's just a groupie at heart, bro.
She will do that for Rema. She will do that for
CK. She will do that for Rema. She will do that for Derek Deal. She will do that for Charlie Poppy. She will do that for
Boy Spice. She will do that for Boy Spice.
She will do that for Boy Spice.
She did it for Magix.
For Magix, you know. She will do it for Godzilla.
God, beg.
Fucking kill me. Yeah, that baby is just a groupie. That baby is just a groupie in general. It's crazy because we are back to this groupie shit. It's a pandemic.
Bro, the groupie theory is insane. We foresaw it. I'm telling you.
It's crazy. Mama, that's true. I think all these babies that, let me just give you guys a point. Babies that like lifestyle, they might be that. Babies that like attention from social media, they might be that. Do you understand? So, like, just look out for these kinds of babe.
Any babe or any man, because men are involved.
Yeah, niggas are involved.
Niggas are involved, yes. Any babe or any man that external validation, if they don't have it, they will die. Don't get me wrong. We need, like, some of us, like, obviously, like, we want to do stuff and we want people to tell us that what we did is fire, right? Cool. And it's always nice for people to tell you that, oh, guy, you are fresh, you are fire, what you did is fire, nice. Like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that external validation, they wake up in the morning, they drink it. Before they go and sleep, they drink it. That's what I'm talking about here. And there are plenty. So anybody that has that, I have news for you.
You wife the hoe, man.
real
wife the hoe. And hoe is gender neutral here.
Gender is gender neutral because niggas be hoes, nigga. Niggas
be hoeing as fuck, man. Oh God.
Niggas be hoes.
That's crazy. But yeah, moving on swiftly. Some episodes ago, I came on this pod with harsh words for Trisha Sotikela, and like
That being said, Jigga, because I still sort of stand on it, I can't now not say that, like, you know, give them their flowers type shit. They're definitely pioneers in, like, the podcasting space. And, like, you know, what they've done with their platform is just, like, unreal. And, you know, I mean, I just want to give them that flower. If you give someone criticism, you have to make sure then, like, you give them that flowers and you praise them as well. Unless you're just being a hater. So, yeah, these are guys that listen to Jigget and, like, they're entertaining. They have insight on life because they're, like, they're older guys. So, like, yeah, man, I just want to give them that flowers for real.
Oh, not you feeling bad.
Yeah, man, you can't just give criticism. You guys,
listen, when you start to do all these wholesome nigga shit?
Come on, man. This life, man. I guess it's just the energy that's inside.
No, the shade, this guy.
Leave him alone.
That's just the energy I have inside.
Shade, see this guy. I think I said all these things they poured. When you stop, I
refer to episode 75.
We said to episode 81, you said, they play.
How are you doing now? What's in the apple?
I'm great, my G. I'm good. I'm good. Nice day, bro. Nice. How was your party last night?
It was alright, it was cool. When a pool party, your babe just did on their normal pool party vibes.
Pool party.
OBJ babes, they take pool party for real. Like, they all understood the assignment. Like, for real. Every single one of the babes.
Yeah.
They were looking like they wanted to jump into the pool. Very few did, I must add. Which is crazy, but I mean, they all look the part. They all definitely look like they could jump into a pool any moment now.
Yeah, words.
Yeah,
that's crazy. But they didn't really use the pool, did they?
No, not really though.
Yeah, guys don't be using the pool at pool parties, bro.
I saw one joke one time that niggas gather around the pool at the pool party like it's the pool's birthday.
Word. I swear that's so true. It's like, hey, happy birthday, pool.
Happy birthday, pool.
At the pool party, they are celebrating the pool.
So the pool is a sacred place you don't enter.
Yeah, the pool is the guest of honor.
Yeah, at the pool party. That's crazy.
That's crazy, dog.
Hey, yo, Niz, what's up, man?
Paris.
Yo.
What's up? What's poppin'? You good?
Yeah, I just did, man. Guy, man, my bed just caught in a vex.
Damn. You caught your bed, man. Chelsea caught your bed.
I die, say I bet on Chelsea, but I die for my life. Hey, I play one team like this.
Inter.
Like, maybe Inter. No, I play one, like, I think it's Ajax and AZ, right? And, like, I said, okay, like, the entire game have 3 goals or more. Calm. So, like, the game was 2-0 and I tuned into, like, 18 minutes. I was like, okay, now, calm now. No, wallah. So, I was like, okay, this person will still score. So, that's how Ajax actually did score, you know. They put the ball in the net. And I was already like, it's gone. Only for me to research, refresh my super score and the one turned to zero. I said, God. Guy, I started losing my mind. And apparently, the same striker that they cancelled this goal, he now missed open net, like, in front of the post, he booty ball up.
Try.
Guy, I was sad. And then at the point, I just started laughing because I was just like, what the fuck, bro? Bro, I just started laughing, like, bro, like, it's just one of them things, man. But yeah, man, I did count.
We have the tatete.
My birthday call, too.
I'm on best because too. Niggas be
talking, it is riskier not to take risk. free me.
Have you ever like ventured into betting?
Oh boy, once beaten twice shy. My betting story is very, very unusual story. Like, I knew the gist. Oh my God. So it was a complete heist that the guy pulled on me. Complete one. And eventually, I now found out it was the guy.
So he started like this. This guy, in fact, I'll cast him. His dad. His name is CJ. You get, that's what we used to call him. It was in Unilag. It was in Elect. So his name is CJ. So CJ posted on the group chat one time that he's selling odds.
he's selling big game for you.
he's selling odds. You get me? I mean, I'm like mad. I'm buying his odds. Because like the guy starts showing me, like, he's doing it a lot. He's talking, he's posting how he's like, all his odds, all his bets are entering green, green, green. And I'm just like, bro, this is one of those things that, like, I started thinking, like, this was like Bitcoin all over again. Like, niggas don't tap into it till, like, someone gets. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to tap into it. So I approach the guy, and the guy tells me that to buy the game is, I think, 100K. To buy the game is 100K. No, to buy the game is 65K, you get. And, like, we still have to stake high on the game. So me, I'm like, that's crazy. I have 65K. So
what kind of scam is that?
Bro, I assemble my guys. I think I involve Bolu in this. I involve Toby in this. I involve Shenwu in this.
I can imagine you telling all your guys, Alpha, get one game.
Get one game. And like niggas dropped the bar. After I first dropped the 65K, I thought that was all. Bro now told me to stick high. I'm like, wait, what? Like, I don't give you 65K. The
guy dropped your heart like.
Wait, sir. I didn't even hear some part of your story. I'm so sorry.
Like
what happened? How did they drop your 65K?
No, they never drop up yet. The guy is like that 65K to buy the game. You get. Mm-hmm. So me, I don't know betting. Wow. I've never bet before in my life. This is my first cruise on betting.
I'm dead.
So I'm just like, all right, I give him 65K and I think that I'm just waiting to be a millionaire. You get? And the guy's like that.
65K for how much?
Eh?
If all
no, but the see, odds that's cool. Cool. 65K what? Just to get the odds, like just for you to get the sleep.
You get? But me, I thought that was all. So bro was not like I should stake high. Yo. I'm like, what do you mean, bro? Like I don't give you but which one make I stake high. I'm not like, okay, cool, wait to be high. The guy's like, nigga, stake like 5K, 10K, say like, it go really multiply into like M's. I'd be like, mad, dude. So now, I can't go still stake the extra 10K for my boys with normal P. Now, we don't do 75K deep. This guy don't give me the two games. Bro, the next day for afternoon, I go Ozone, I go watch film. Next thing, the guy just called me. He tell me, say, make I no stake the first game. I be like, huh? What do you mean? Like, the guy, they really job me, like, in the form, caring, in the form. I got them say, bro, I don't really stake him. In God talks, it's damn. That one now, 50-50, you will say, like, the odds no come short again. I be like, I don't get it. So I'm back to real life, normal 50-50 cruise. Okay.
I remember this
4K bastard guy. And then I eventually they chopped the game. That game now had the last game had like 7 red cards. It was basically a fixed game, like the thing was just trash. But basically I lost all the odds. After I don't lose all the odds, now I sympathize with the guy. I tell the guy how like now my guy is bad, everything. The guy no agree, no go believe say. Now, like a year later, in guy, we still remain in school. Because that guy now can't travel, go Cyprus. So he still had one of his guys that was still in the department. That guy now told me one day that, bro, there's something I won't tell you. Because those two of them were together when I went to meet him and complain that, that guy dropped you from the first day till the last day. And then me, I'm just like, okay, now, no one, that's cool. But that student chopped my eye. Since then, I've never staked a bet again. I don't even want to know what's going on there. You only got shit, man. You only got shit.
Guy, they chop your eye, man. Fuck.
Oh, but they chop my eye, yo. Chee! I'll be like, damn.
But what you said, reason I'm like, it's funny because I've actually been in that kind of situation before. Like, the piece that, like, sometimes, yeah, like, there was one time I was on this bet GC. Right, so you can't get some guys where they usually drop games and like maybe like say like them normal guys they could just drop the game, right? And if you play the game, you enter, come. normally they go get their own like private like chat or like private GC or private Telegram where they go they drop some kind games, you get some kind type games, you get. So you can't get one time now with the guy, the same guy, so in the sell some kind of odds now, in the sell like 10 odds. It's not like that, okay. But the way he does is that it's after you win that you pay him. You get.
Okay.
That's the way it's actually supposed to be. Like normally it's supposed to be a PWA. If you win, okay, you now give him the bar after you win. You get, because he's normally maybe he will price the odds at maybe like 6k or maybe like 7k. You get, so just tell you that okay, this ticket is 7k. If you enter, oh yeah, you could just give me my bar after I enter, that kind of thing. But they don't even give you any assurance, they don't give you anything. You just pay 65k up front. Like this guy, for don't use your money, you know, 65k that time, guy, yeah, guy, for don't use your money, flex.
Yeah, for
don't use
my money, fuck. Flex. Hey,
65k that time, 2015, I died. Yeah, for like 1 week, the guy go there on bread.
Yeah, bread. They use 8H, buy spaghetti and turkey. You like, you know, it's me that.
For you like that, you know, they want
800 naira.
We call it 21st start.
As in to buy spaghetti and turkey now. Are you dumb? You cannot pay anything less than 2,500 naira. 12,
bro. Oh, you know, like you need now in Kurdi right now. At least the last time I checked, Sha was 1.8. So, if you buy any rice and spaghetti or turkey, you go pay 1.8, bro. And that one, a business in
the portion not reduce.
Do you get you don't want the price go the same, but the portion can't reduce like
it's crazy, man. It's crazy,
or maybe the turkey go reduce or that kind of thing. But the guy, chop your eye. No, we learn.
Wow, that's crazy, man. Bro.
I tell you, man.
That's a crazy ass story, Jay.
I swear, I cast the guy. Guess niggas know I'm Naeem. Now, that guy, that CJ guy we've been called Go Cyprus from uni. Naeem.
I think I remember that guy's story.
Nah, fool. Make I catch him for this live. I go see catch him.
Actually, you know, the person will be fool now. You.
Yes, now you're the fool, bro.
Let me lie, Sean. That one's everyday.
He pay you, baby.
No, that one's everyday. That one's everyday.
You and fool, foolish crews.
God, don't tire. I mean, we'll just collect 1 quick million, man. May not be say I don't
escape. Yeah, they always stop. Niggas go always think say they go fit collect 1 big billion from.
I just day class one day, they see one of our guys tired, just collect 8 million from bet. You didn't whine. You know what's 8 million that year? The guy buy car the next week. You did Jones. This year now, like if you collect 8 million, but you don't go just go buy car. Like you fit too, but the kind of car where you go buy.
Nah, you guys define person. You guys define person where they sell their Lexus.
You know what I'm saying?
Your formula.
If you even go car dealer. But like you go, they use close to half, more than half of your bar.
Baba, if you collect 8 million now, and you're going to a car dealer, bro, the car you're going to buy, you're not going to like it.
You're not going to buy one 2006
ass vehicle, bro. You're not going to like the whip. I promise you.
One 2010 ass Honda.
Do you get like, bro? You're not going to like your whip, bro. Like you're not going to like it. You're going to be sick. You're going to drive the whip for 2 weeks. Like, what the fuck is this?